Here is the third poem in my Dante sequence, the last of my poems for the Inferno. And in this poem, I reflect on how the journey's gone right down to the very bottom, to the centre, the core of the earth, the centre of gravity, the pits. But how, as they keep going, of course, beyond that centre, the world is turned upside down, and they find they're climbing upwards and back towards the starlit world. So it's a poem of recovery, and it's called Vexilla Regis. Vexilla Regis. I hear his call. Now help me to respond, my freeing muse. I need your presence here, for poetry alone moves me beyond the known and overknown, beyond the sheer drop into darkness and the all unknown, to the last limits and the true frontier, where light and life dare to begin again. Reason alone will never take me there. The shaping spirit of imagination must also be my guide and bring me where we pass the centre, turn the world around and find the first steps of the hidden stair that climbs out of these pits far underground against the stream of Lethe. Help me climb out of the depths that you have helped me sound, little by little, one step at a time, towards the other side, the starlit world, where he has gone before and for all time. The world tree's steadfast roots are crossed and coiled, but on the tree of life he dies for me. Vexilla Regis sounds, and all unfurled, the royal banners of the true and free stream out against the tempest and the fear, and summon me to all that I should be. Up from that black and smothered atmosphere, I toil towards the light. The worst is past. I hear the voice that called me, deep and clear, and let love draw me into light at last.